doesn't take any care of anything, you'd say is mighty?
Mighty careless.
Someone who makes up his mind and won't ever change it?
I'd say changeable.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more of someone who will decide on something, and no matter what you say, he won't change his mind. You say, oh, are you ever...
Hardhead.
My trouble.
Mine too.
And someone who takes offense if you play a joke on him or anything. It just, well, you can't do much with him, or you make him...
mad.
Yeah, then you say he's, don't do that to him because he's...
He'd be offended.
Uh-huh. Would you say anything else?
I just maybe say you can't take a joke and uh-huh. I don't fool with him.
Would you ever use the expression touchy or anything like that?
Yeah, probably would.
Does it?
Sometimes.
And maybe a person won't go out around cattle. Perhaps a bull has gored him. You'd say he won't go around the bull. He's
scared.
I think that would be me.
Yeah, me too.
Would you ever say afraid?
Yeah.
Or would that be, would scared be the normal term?
Well, scared, afraid, either one. We're about on the same course.
Mm-hmm. If, oh, let's say you went into a theater and there was a fire. Everybody got all excited. The manager ran out. What would he probably say to get these people?
Quiet in your nerve. Don't stampede.
Uh-huh. And after a hard day's work, you come in and you'd be mighty
tired.
And if you're just more than mighty tired, you say you're just...
give out.
If a person is well one day and then the next day he's sick, what would you say? Or
he just wouldn't be feeling good.
Uh-huh. Let's say you're down at the store and somebody's asking about this man and asks why he isn't there. You say, well, he's not here because yesterday he...
he was sick.
I was wondering particularly if you'd say he got sick or he took sick or...
well, probably would. Or of course, if he's well one day and sick another, when you say he was sick again.
Uh-huh. And if a person runs around sniffling and blowing his nose and coughing and... talking with his head all stuffed up, you'd say he's...
choked up with a cold.
Yeah. Well, what'd he do? Someone says, what's the matter with him?
Oh, I'd say, oh, he slipped out, dry cow or something like that.
And then someone say, well, he slept out, and what happened to him?
Taken gold.
And what do you call it when your voice gets, oh, sort of raspy and it's hard to talk? People can just barely hear you and say, my, you're mighty.
Cold. Hoarse.
Uh-huh. And along with this, you might say he has a...
cough.
I don't like those. A person who can't hear very well, you say, is...
deaf.
That's an awful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're getting a lot of them.